come tumbling down.
Ooh. I do. This is Bob Nolan and all the Sons of the Pioneers. Pat Brady says the best part of roundup time is the time to round up around the chuck wagon. Well, maybe he's right, so let's head for that chuck wagon and see.
I've got the blues, chuck wagon blues. Threw away my boots, start wearing shoes. Turn old paint pony out to gray. I'm getting too old to ride these days. I'll stay by the reins, got nothing to lose. I've got the blues, chuck wagon blues.
Left my home in Tennessee back in 59.
Giddy up, roll along, chuck wagon.
Started west on the Santa Fe line, didn't have a dime.
Giddy up, roll along, chuck wagon. I've got the blues, chuck wagon blues.
Roll along, Chuck Wagon.
Yes, sir.
Say, Pat Brady thought you was going to join us.
No, not me, Bob. I was busy eating.
Oh.
Most delicious fricasseed squirrel I ever tasted.
Well, don't be so stingy with it. Pass it around.
Oh, it's a small squirrel.
You interest me, Mr. Brady. Tell me, how do you fricassee a squirrel?
Oh, very simple, Foghorn. It's an old family recipe that us squirrels...
You can say that again.
I mean us Bradys have used for years. First, you build a little fire and then get a mesquite sapling.
A mesquite sapling?
Yeah, a mesquite sapling, Foggy. It's a little tree, you know. You whittle a point on a sapling and put the squirrel on it. Then you stake it out in the middle of the fire.
Yeah.
Then you dabble it with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you dabble it with olive oil.
Good.
Then you dabble it with pepper salt.
Hot stuff.
Then you dabble it with a little Mountain Dew.
And maybe
a slug of bay rum if you can get it. Then you let it cook for about 2 hours and then take the squirrel off of the mesquite.
Then you eat the squirrel.
Oh, no, Foggy. You throw the squirrel away, and what you eat is a mesquite sapling. The twigs are delicious.
This message from our sponsor. A man can't look at the majestic scenery of the West without getting a little touch of religion. The handiwork of the Supreme Being is everywhere you look. You sense it, and if you're anything like me, well, you have to write about it.
The prairie sun sends down its rays to warm my heart through every day. The starlight beams that guide my way, they're all the touch of God's hand. The scattered pearls of morning dew, the rainbow mist on hills of blue, the silver veil of moonbeams too, are just the touch of God's hand. The desert breeze that brushed my hair, the leaf that fell from who knows where, the scent of wildflowers in the air is just the touch of God's hand. The wasteland call that fills the sky, the hum of wild winds sailing by, the warm earth bed on which I lie is just the touch of God's hand. The desert yields a water pool where wild things meet their throats to cool. And I'm a carefree, happy fool. I know the touch of God's hand. The rain that falls, I love so dear, and joy is mine living here. I know God must be standing. I felt the touch of his hand. I felt the touch of God's hand.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
That's really fine.
You know, to me, that's one of the finest lyrics you've ever written. And I know that many of our listeners have seen and felt the very things you speak of themselves.
That's right, Bob and Lloyd. You know, I'd like to add a serious note myself. You put me in a good mood to sing a spiritual.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You, what'll it be?
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
There enough. Mr. Hugh Foghorn Farr and the Sons of the Pioneers will sing a spiritual deep from the heart of America.
Swing low.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Now, before our Song of the West, this message from our sponsor. Cindy Walker is far and away the most prolific writer of Western songs credited to the fair sex. She's not only prolific, she's pretty. And here's one of her prettiest songs, a ballad for Out Arizona Way, Salt River Valley. This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the Sons of the Pioneers. So long now.